KX, mobile.
KN4, TFW.
Ken, I was beginning to wonder if anybody's going to be out there this morning.
This morning, what are you doing out?
Done for breakfast this morning instead of Friday. I'll be out of town Friday at Shelby.
Yeah. Over here, I can't really complain at all.
I hope everything's been going good.
Over here, how about your knee?
Good. I have a little ache to it last couple of days. I think I might have overdone it, either sitting at the hospital not moving enough or just standing on it.
Who's in the hospital?
If I was been in the hospital for Tuesday, it'll be 3 weeks.
That, hope he gets better.
Better, but we're going to have to move him to a rehabilitation center before he comes home. So you can get some more rehab. More beach trips.
We were on was the end of July when it was really, really hot.
I know it's been nice up here the last couple of days.
Hot down there. I never seen it when the real feel was 20 over the temperature.
Tomorrow up here, tomorrow morning, it's supposed to be down in the mid to upper 50s.
Nice. They had it early in the week scheduled, you know, we were going to be in the 40s, but now they're showing high 50s. So I guess it's getting that time of year.
Late August, early September. I mean, it's time. It's this time of year, it could go either way. Stay warm for a little more or start cooling off.
A few days without some rain. I need to cut the grass one more time. Heck, I cut it 3 times last week and it's still high.
It has rained up here, I think, every day. At some point or time.
Been kind of quiet in the morning the last few weeks.
Sorry about that.
Fall, just life gets in the way, everything. You know, it just, school's starting back, so Eric changed his schedule, and, you know, he hadn't heard Jody much, but I've heard him a little bit. Just not many people getting on anymore.
Thanks. I know that was always a pleasure to catch everybody of a morning and just have a nice round table on that way down the mountain.
Yeah, we were up that way on Saturday. We went up through there. I saw they got doing a new median wall up through there. They ain't never going to get done with that right there at the state line.
Oh.
Working on it for forever. Doesn't look like they make much progress.
Sure, it does look like it's moving pretty slow.
CEF, well.
And Andrew, KO4HKX.
Morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
Good morning, Ken. Yeah, I'm in the truck today, so.
Had you in here this morning. Good to hear you.
I hear you, Patrick.
And the way my radio is kind of acting up, I don't know how long this thing's going to last.
Really struggling to get to the repeater the last couple of weeks up here. I don't know what's going on, but I put a different antenna, different coax in, and it didn't change much.
It's just sometimes it comes on, sometimes it don't come on, sometimes the writing is all messed up. Right now it says I'm on a IC.610.
Great. I'm electronics, it's always good.
So that's for sure. Just saying the heat works on them electronics. When these cars sitting there baking in the sun.
Sure. A couple of times the last few weeks, the faceplate didn't come on, but the mic came on. And, the radio worked fine, just the faceplate.
Yes, CK accidentally change the frequency, you don't always know what it's on.
Faceplate in direct sunlight.
Under the mirror. I mean, it ain't up there by the windshield.
That's causing it. It's getting direct sunlight right there under that windshield. And that makes it that much harder on them.
I'm in a faceplate for that one, Keith.
But the whole radio only cost me $200.
I doubt most of them sell the faceplate, like my FTM-400. If it ever goes out, who knows if I can get my hands on another one.
I don't know if I've never looked for just a faceplate, but I'm sure that there's something out there.
Find that new Kenwood that's coming out. It's only, you know, as long as the price is right.
New ICOM 5200. You can look at it. It's a pretty nice looking little radio, too. It's just an upgraded version of the 5100. But they added, looks like they've added Bluetooth, KISS TNC, Wi-Fi, and network capabilities on it.
Check that out then.
The other day, I was watching one of Josh's YouTube videos where Ray was over there, the ICOM guy, in Japan, where they were having their big ham fest over there. And it's still under glass, but it's not been released yet. But it's under glass where they're going to start working its way through the testing.
Some options coming up.
KO4 CEO. Needed my ID 5100 for this Yaesu STM 500.
500.
Oh, I like it. It's a lot easier to program a repeater in or anything like that on the fly. That's for sure. The color display, because it's easier to read at a glance.
That 400 is what really holds me back from anything else.
You don't have the white background with the black numbers?
M's are color display.
500.
Hey, you guys double.
Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just saying I have full color display over here on this 500.
I've got the 500 are both color displays, and the FT3DR and the newer one both have color displays on a little HD.
Programming this 500 is a lot like programming my FT5D HT, so that was nice to be able to standardize a few things.
Yes, both menus and everything are almost, I ain't gonna say identical, but they're close enough to where, you know, you go in one or two menus and you get a repeater set up, you're good to go.
For sure. I also like the fact that I can sit and talk on the radio without the vehicle running. That ICOM, it was so sensitive on voltage, you couldn't do that. You had to have the vehicle running if you were talking on it.
I'm curious why that is. Was it plugged up to the battery, or are you talking about like a cigarette lighter or something?
When it plugged out to the cigarette lighter, I thought that was the problem. Then I run it on out to the battery. Still the same thing. I don't know what the deal was. It was just super sensitive on voltage. What's been going on at the B&W plant?
Right now we're wide open. I had to work Saturday this week, so I had but one day off. I mean, we're building them and people are buying them.
I guess that's a good problem for y'all to have. Can't make them fast enough, but I don't see how people are paying for all of it.
Yeah, dude, because I need to keep paying for my truck.
You still liking your new truck?
I just hate putting miles on it. That's the only thing I don't like. I'm getting ready to roll over to 7,000 miles here on this trip to work.
That's a year, or you've had it a year already, haven't you?
Creeping up, so November is when I bought it, so it's right at the end of November. So we're getting there. And I'm right now, like I said, yep, I just hit 7,000 miles.
Guys coming up to Shelby this weekend?
Get me there.
But I don't figure maybe things have changed, so.
Can serve money. And daughter's going through some issues, so we got to see what we got to do about that.
And I hope everything works out for the good. And, Andrew, you coming?
I might. I didn't even realize it was this weekend, and I don't know that I got anything going on.
We'll be up there. I think Leon and I are going up. We're going to camp for the weekend. We'll be around.
Watch, see if she's got any plans for Saturday. It might be worth riding up.
Plans? It's just a holiday weekend.
Or call her today and tell her you've got plans now.
A whole lot I need right now, but I still wouldn't mind going up here just moseying around.
It's a nice way to get out of the house and hang out for a little while, meet some new people. So I've always had a good time.
Yes.
Dude, KO4HKX here.
Morning, dude. KN4TFW.
KO4CEF.
Yeah, morning, Patrick. Ken, and I think it's Andrew, I think. Forgive me if I mess up. But N4AZE, good morning. Just got up trying to come to here.
For HKX. Well, good to hear you this morning. Hope you and Miss Vicky been doing okay.
You're going to, I guess you're going to eat breakfast. No, it's not Friday. I don't know what you're doing out. But, yeah, we're doing good. We're remodeling bathrooms now, so we're going through that. We got two down, one to go.
To a house for somebody.
I fixed up for the next couple that moved in here, right? To do after that, really, except for maybe a roof and, something else. I don't know. That might be about it. How they do.
Sure you're taken care of when you go through retirement. You ain't got to worry about working on none of it.
Our plan, because we were talking about what's going to happen to us when we get old. And I said, well, if we get old, we'll probably wind up somewhere. She said, well, we can get this all fixed up and we can stay here. And I said, yeah, kids will put us in a nursing home, sell everything.
How do you put it like that?
I told him, I said, you know, if y'all ever stick me in a nursing home, just don't do it somewhere like in a place called 6 Mile somewhere out of nowhere.
My grandfather's been in the hospital for the last couple of weeks. He took a fall, and he thought, well, that's what we were going to do to him. So he got a little upset about it. Had to talk him down off of that. We're just sending him to a rehab center so he can get some more rehab before he comes home.
Right. Trust you, right?
Sure, he trusts me anyway, because I was the one with him. So he needs a little more push to get moving.
Your hip, did he?
He just fell, and he was in the floor for, I don't know, about 12, 13 hours before somebody found him. So he was a little dehydrated and hurt his lower back. So he's been laying in the bed not wanting to get up and move because it hurts, and he's enjoying the attention too much. But he's been at the hospital, so they said we got to do something with him. We can't keep him here because, you know, the hospitals have been full up here. You can't get in a hospital up here right now. So they're trying to push him on out, and we're trying to motivate him a little more so he'll get up and move a little bit more.
Like a hip or something, you know. But, yeah, what's with the hospital? I've been hearing people talk about they're all full. What's going on there?
People moved into the area and overloaded the infrastructure here. We weren't ready for none of this.
I'm afraid that's what's going on here. You know, they're constantly building stuff.
Into the dentist or doctor or anything like that, it's almost a year wait if you cancel an appointment or a new patient.
Yeah.
I don't know about down there. We was talking the other day, a buddy of mine had to cancel his dentist appointment, and it was going to be, I think, May or June before he could get another one.
Just trying to schedule a camp spot, KN4TFW.
To do, go camping. This was 20 years ago, and you had to get your spots in advance, especially if you're going to use any holidays.
That's the ones you can't get in.
It's like a forest or anything like that, where I used to go in there when I was a kid and just jump in the river or, you know, ride around on the dirt roads on a hot day and cool off. You can't do that anymore.
Talk up there in Pisgah, reckon it's packed too.
Stays packed, and they charge you to go down it now.
What's the end of the day?
Asking me, dude.
Andrew.
I've already destinated. Fuck.
And you hadn't destinated yet, have you?
Still 7 miles out.
You gonna do batteries today or just start the week?
Two batteries last week.
Yeah, those they were different kind of batteries.
Just were a different size. Man, they repaving the road over there by the battery place, and that's a nightmare.
Or yesterday, about three, had to do three batteries in the past month. I told Vicky when I said, she said, your battery dead? I said, yeah, I can't believe it. I hadn't been in there about maybe 3 years. And it turned out that one battery I changed was 14 years old. Never had. Dick.
It's amazing how quick time goes by. It's hard to believe it's almost September.
Was the 27th when that Helene came through?
September 27th. It'll be a year.
Yeah, the toilet paper roll spins faster as it gets emptier, right?
That diameter gets smaller.
Get older, it gets faster, don't it?
That way.
Where are you heading this morning?
Son, for breakfast this morning instead of Friday. I'll be out of town at Shelby at the Ham Fest this Friday morning.
N4AZE. Good, I just had the days wrong. For a few days up there or camping or what?
For HKX, yeah. Leon's taking his camper up and I'm staying with him. But there's going to be a whole group of guys up there from this area.
Give a blast up there. Yeah, I've got a couple friends up there that's staying there for the week. They took a camper yesterday, and we talked to a couple of them last night on HF. They're already there having fun.
I hope it's a great weekend for everybody.
Yeah, maybe the weather. You know, we're supposed to cool down a little bit, so it ought to be nicer.
Talking about that earlier, it's supposed to be down in the 50s here tomorrow morning.
What been having? Used to be out there this morning.
When I left the house, it was like 61, and the temperature's still dropping up here, so it might make it into the upper 50s before sunrise. But I'm looking at the weather now, and looks like it's going to be a beautiful week this week up here. Mid-70s for the highs and mid to upper 50s for the lows.
Now, and you're still kind of semi-retired right now, aren't you?
I'm out looking around to see what is out there right now, but I'm not going to take a job right at this moment yet.
In the fire, right?
Still hurts the knee if I stand on it too long. Or if I sit in one spot too long.
Guess that everything's going to be really good with it later.
Get is. It doesn't hurt. It's just like, you know, a big sprain, a severe sprain or something like that now where you kind of twist it and it gives, you know, that kind of feeling.
A big bruise, I guess, and you step on it and you feel it.
The doctor in 2 weeks from today, I believe it is, so we'll find out more then. They'll take more x-rays and push and prod on it.
It's going good, and I know Eric's back's doing real good, too. Hey, Ken, you don't have anything wrong with you, do you?
What's that again?
Have anything wrong with you, do you?
No, not at this time, but I am getting older.
He put that.
We're all getting over it, that's for sure.
I'm still piddling for a few more years. That's the plan anyway. I just ordered a new Benpack 4-post lift. Be here in a couple of weeks, I guess. Working some more, you know.
Hopefully you can use that for many, many years to come.
Now on Friday, he retired 79.
Time 79. We started some financial planning last week, and they were asking if I was going to work when I retired. And I said, I don't mind working a little bit, but I want a whole different pace of things when I retire. I want to slow way down. So, you know, I don't mind doing something, but I don't want to just every day.
That's something that does something you enjoy. I just piddle with cars and stuff, you know, gives me something to do. If I didn't, I'd have to go back to work because I'd go nuts.
Ken, what are you going to do when you retire?
About it too much. And I still got the plan is work 2.5 more years, but we'll see how that goes. I'd like to do some traveling, but it just depends on our health.
Traveling.
Camper and that, you can go. I mean, there's, you know, places down in Florida, it's like $400 to set the camper up for a month.
If you want to go more than Florida, though.
Get out west, see some stuff. We just gotta plan it. And, you know, the daughter's trying to take all my money right now, so I hope they figure it out.
Hope so. Wasn't she pregnant?
The baby's about right at a year right now. But the mobile home park where they were staying, they sold it, and they're making it into an RV park, so everybody's got to leave. And they're low on funds, and then he got arrested the other day, and it just kind of going downhill.
Ken, I hate you having to deal with it, but I'm glad you're there for it.
I'm parking spot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have a good day. And I'll catch you guys later. It's really good to hear you this morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
Ken, please tell Miss Susan we said hello, and you be careful out there until I can talk to you again. KO4HKX.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, but everything's temporary, so y'all will get it worked out. And as long as everybody's healthy, that's the main thing. We'll catch you next time. Don't work too hard. Toodles in 4AZE.
Did you finally go back to working on cars? I know you took a break there after the storm.
Started yet. I got the old Camaro. I've got a 71 Camaro that I started on. I shoved it aside. Well, I did roll it back out, and I haven't worked on it yet. I've been measuring stuff. You know, I got to put the rear spoilers and all on it. I got to fit everything. So I'm getting ready to do that, but no, I haven't started working on anything yet. Been thinking a lot, though.
Right, and you're taking that time to wind up spring.
That. Now, the grandson, did put a, that wasn't on mine, but it's on his. He's got a Beamer, and he wanted, we put a couple of turbos on and a new exhaust system and all that over here a few months ago. We were back during in the spring, I guess. That's the last thing I've worked on. But, yeah, I think I'm going to start doing something again.
Hopefully you can get motivated again. I know when you stop like that, it's hard to get going again. You got to find something to get you kicked in the pants to move.
Yeah, that is true. You know, when our power went out is when I stopped. I didn't have any choice for a week. We were out of power, so. And I just never got started back.
Well, you won't have to worry about that problem no more. But my son just pulled in behind me, so, dude, I'm going to jump out of here and go enjoy my time with him. And good to hear you this morning. Please tell Miss Vicky we said hello. And y'all be careful. Need to get down there and visit with you sometime. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
All right, enjoy it, Patrick. We'll do it next time. Enjoy breakfast with your son. And tell Gary I said howdy down here in Easley. I hadn't talked to him in a long time. We'll see you later. N4AZE.